Okay, friend, as if we hadn't had enough pivoting over the last 2.5 years through the pandemic, now here we are in the midst of a recession, and small businesses everywhere are worried about how to prepare and thrive during this time. Well, on today's episode, I'm sharing my thoughts about what you can do to keep your business moving forward during the recession. I'm also sharing some of my personal experiences navigating two past recessions. Today's episode is brought to you by our Proof to Product Labs program. This question was submitted by one of our labs members during a recent group coaching call, and we had a really enriching conversation on that call with lots of ideas and suggestions popping up in the chat. If you are looking to surround yourself with other like-minded product-based business owners, be sure to check out our labs program and join the waitlist at prooftoproduct.com/labs. Labs includes live trainings, coaching calls with me, community events so that you can connect with others in the program, and get direct feedback on your business. So for more information, head to prooftoproduct.com/labs. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. I'm on a mission to empower product-based business owners to confidently grow their revenue in their own way and at their own pace. Here at Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies, find inspiration, and action steps to help you start, streamline, and scale your product-based business. So grab your favorite notebook to take notes and let's get started. All right, I have a lot of thoughts on today's question, and it comes in from Labs member Lorena. She asks, what do you think is the best way for businesses to prepare for a recession? How can we combat things now before they get bad? And what are some good marketing and key takeaways that we should be working towards to help sales stay steady? This is a fantastic question, Lorena, and it's pretty multi-layered. So I want to start this convo out with a little bit of background. This is going to be my third recession as a working person. So in 2000, I was working at a tech PR firm. I was pitching the press and working with tech clients, and I was let go in the company's downsizing during the recession. I was let go in the fifth round of layoffs. And it was a really hard experience for me as an employee. I was young. I was watching my teammates be let go and then having to pick up the additional work for them since we had fewer people to do the job. I remember feeling more and more uncomfortable as each round of layoffs happened, like I was waiting for my turn. And I should add that this was a fairly small company. It was a mid-sized PR company. It wasn't a big chain. But I also remember feeling like things were completely out of my control. Like I was just waiting and buying time, waiting for my turn, which is a major difference between being an employee during a recession and being a business owner. As entrepreneurs, we have options and we get to make strategic choices based on what's best for us, the business, our customers, and all of our partners in this business. So that was my first recession. When the recession of 2008 hit, I had just started my stationery brand. And coincidentally, I had just signed a contract for my first wholesale trade show in New York. In some ways, I was really naive to be taking risks like that during an economic downturn. But I did have the privilege and financial security of having a day job at that point. So I had security in that our family bills were being paid. And I also had that scrappiness and fire fueling me that we have in the early days of entrepreneurship. So it was an interesting point in the business itself because I didn't have a big budget to work with. I'd already invested a lot of my money into this trade show, which was a huge risk, but I did have time to dedicate to the business. And so I was doing everything I possibly could and leveraging all other marketing opportunities that I could. And so that was an interesting experience because in that recession, I was a part-time business owner. I still had a full-time job and I was kind of navigating how am I going to do this in the business, but also what does my job security look like in my corporate job? So this third recession that's coming up is the first time that I will be full-time in my own business navigating a recession. However, as I look back on these two recessions and I look back at the 2.5 years that we've just experienced through the pandemic, I see some common trends that I think we're going to see continue forward. I see a lot of overlap in what we experienced and how I coach people during the pandemic and what my business experienced during the pandemic. And I see overlap with my experience in the past two recessions. So I want to share some of that with you here. And before we get into like the strategies and tactics, but I will say in the past recessions and throughout the pandemic, fear caused people to panic. And business owners tended to do one of three things. They either made rash decisions like cutting staff or other expenses, which hurt their future production, or it created future problems in the company. So this slowed down their growth. Two, they made no decisions or changes. They didn't pivot like many people were. They kind of stuck their head in the sand and were paralyzed, hoping that things would just blow over. And this one made me so sad to see because it dramatically slowed down the company's progress. And it was hard for these companies to build momentum when things started to pick back up again. And then the third thing that people did was innovate and continued marketing and focused on customer experience and maintaining customer relationships. And those were the businesses that thrived. And I know that each and every one of us had tough decisions that we had to make along the way through the pandemic. And if we worked through any past recessions, we've done that too. And I know it can feel very difficult and scary, but I do want to address here that these type of economic downturns and these kinds of situations, they also present an opportunity for business to become stronger. During the pandemic, we saw that when times were tough, new opportunities emerged. We discovered new ways of doing business. We identified new products that we could sell. We found different ways to reach out to our customers and to nurture those relationships. There was a ton of innovation happening during the pandemic. And I'm not saying it was easy, but if you really, truly look back and reflect on what you were doing and what your colleagues were doing, I think you will see that there were huge opportunities that were to be had. Now, before we jump into my thoughts on what you should be doing as we head into this recession and navigate that, I do want to acknowledge again that recessions, economic downturns, rising costs in our business, and even our personal lives, this is scary to go through, particularly for the first time as an entrepreneur. But I'm also confident, given my previous experience and the amount of coaching that I've done through these circumstances, that you will get through it. I promise you will get through it. So let's dive into some strategies and tactics now on how to navigate a recession. So first, I need you to acknowledge that things are changing and that you may need to change your goals. I still want you to hold on to your long-term vision and your mission for the company, but in the short term, our expectations will likely need to change. We don't know how things are going to go. We don't know how long this will last. We are going to need to respond to what is happening around us in real time and make decisions based upon the information that we have available. Therefore, we may need to adjust plans or expectations. Our financial goals might need to shift. The outcomes that we've banked on in the past based on data points or what we've done before, that might need to change. Basically, we may need to reset our goals and take a more conservative approach to the growth that we want to see in the short term. Again, we don't need to give up on our long-term goals, our vision, or our mission, but in the short term, what are we trying to accomplish here? Second, I would encourage you to take your business temperature. If you are a Labs member, we have a training on this that I want you to go rewatch. But if you're not in Labs, look at your revenue and your income and figure out what your break-even point is. How much of a buffer do you have with your profit margins to keep your business moving forward even if you have a dip in revenue? Basically, how much of a cash cushion do you have in the business if you need to start pulling from your savings? Just like we should all have money stocked away for a personal emergency, I want you to have a savings account in the business to help cover any dips in revenue. I want you to be able to maintain your cash flow and cover your expenses, but having that cash cushion and that savings account will help with that. Third, and this one ties back to taking your business temperature, I want you to look at expenses to see where you can trim any excess. Now, I don't want you doing a major, you know, major cuts like we talked about earlier, but I do want you to be cognizant of where you're spending your money. Can you switch suppliers, for example, and get better pricing on some of your raw materials? Are there any tech subscriptions that you pay for but don't really use? Or on the flip side, are there any tools or supplies that you can purchase to help you streamline your efficiency and ultimately save you money in the long run? So you might put some extra cash flow out now, but ultimately over the long run, it'll save you money. Another consideration as you look at expenses, maybe you'll want to order your products in smaller batches so that you don't have as much cash flow tied up in inventory. Maybe this is a time to not necessarily go for the lower price per piece, but maybe we want to keep more of our cash in our bank and have our inventory, you know, we'll keep a smaller amount of inventory. Another area you may want to assess are team's hours and productivity. How can we leverage the people that are already working great on our team to do more so that we can be more efficient? Okay, fourth, I want you to assess your product mix and discontinue any low-performing products or items that have very low profit margins. So once you have identified which SKUs those are, I want you to sell through your inventory so that you free up space on your shelves and so that you have a cash influx in the business. Another benefit to discontinuing is that you'll now have a stronger collection of products that you market and sell. You won't have to be promoting things that aren't really your best sellers. Fifth, I want you to continue innovating and bringing new products to market. But we have to be smart about it. Instead of spending hours and hours sourcing new product categories and finding new manufacturing partners, I want you to do more of what is already working. So for example, if you look at your sales data and see that baby blankets are one of your top performing products and they have strong margins and you have a great manufacturing partner that you already use, then let's create and sell more baby blankets. It checks all the boxes. Stronger profit margins, you have a manufacturer in place, and it's one of your top performing products. During a recession, we need to be smart about how we're allocating our resources, and that includes our time, our money, and our energy. And creating more SKUs in a product category that is already doing well, that just makes sense, right? Six, during a recession is not the time to isolate. This is a time when it is crucial to connect with other people that you trust, people who understand your industry and who can offer you a wider perspective of how your business is performing during the recession. Whether it's hiring a coach, joining a community like our labs membership, or creating a peer group of colleagues, having a community gives you a sounding board when you have questions. You will hear what is working for other businesses, what isn't working, changes they're making, and you will have a support system as you are making decisions in your business. You won't be operating your business or making those decisions in a silo without outside perspective and, you know, information that people are sharing. You will have your finger on the pulse of what is going on within your industry and within other like-minded businesses. Seventh, with regard to marketing, this is not the time to pull back. Visibility is important, particularly with your existing customer base. A recession is the perfect time to really love on your existing customers and keep them happy. Deliver on your promises. Show appreciation. Think of ways that you can make their lives easier. Communicate and build relationships. Well, diving into this further, how do we do this? First, I want you to pull your customer data and find out who your top performing customers are. This could be for wholesale or it could be for direct to consumer. So ask yourself and look at the data points. Who orders most frequently? Who places the largest volume of orders each year? And then keep doing your monthly emails, send out handwritten notes, engage and connect on social media. Choose marketing tactics that work best for you and feel easy. I don't want you creating videos if that doesn't feel easy. I want you doing the things that are easy and fun for you because that's really going to come through in the work that you do. And remember that you don't have to do it all. Fewer marketing tactics that are executed well will yield stronger results than spreading yourself too thin or doing things that don't come naturally to you. All right, I hope today's episode was insightful. These are just a handful of thoughts and ideas to consider as you start to navigate this current recession. I would love to hear your thoughts and ideas too. If you're a Labs member, please continue to share your ideas and solutions within the group. And if you are not a Labs member, you can join the waitlist at proof2product.com/labs. You can also send me a DM on Instagram. I'm at proof2product, and we can continue the conversation there. Thank you so much for joining me today. I know that things feel scary and overwhelming right now, but keep pushing forward, innovating, and being your best creative self. I have no doubt that we'll get through this and all have stronger businesses for it. Have a great week, and I'll be back next week with a new episode.